Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God, praise God, amen. I am your host, Dr. Clarice Cheney. Praise the Lord, amen.
Hallelujah.
And we
and
are.
I am. God bless you. This is Apostle Cheney.
Amen, amen. Praise God.
Prophet Walter Evans.
Praise the Lord, amen.
Yes.
We're going to be talking today about being free from strongholds. Praise God, amen. That
amen.
Is a strong subject because sometimes we think that we don't have a stronghold. Sometimes we hold on to stuff, praise God, don't realize it's just a stronghold in your life, amen, that you need to be delivered, set free from, praise the Lord. And to think about it, it ain't based on title. It ain't based on, praise God, what you know. Sometimes we walk in things that we don't even realize that we're walking in and needs to be delivered from, praise the Lord, amen. Now, in 2 Corinthians 3 and 4 says, for the thought we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. If we go up against the enemy in our own strength, eventually we gonna lose.
Yes.
But
amen.
If we allow God's divine power to come in, we can destroy strongholds in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God. Amen. I'm going to first start out with Apostle. What is a stronghold? Amen.
A stronghold is a fortified position that takes authority in your life. It's fortified. You build up memorial places. It takes authority over you. Either you yourself can make a stronghold fortified for those to come in, or either there's something that is set upon you that would cause a stronghold to prevent. So in actuality is prevention, either something to prevent from coming in or something to prevent from going out.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Stronghold. Y'all heard it? A stronghold. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said it. And you know, stronghold can be this stuff you believe. Amen. Lies.
Yes.
Believe. You got a strong belief on something and somebody cannot tell you anything because you believe what you believe. Amen.
Amen.
And that don't make it right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Prophet, where do strongholds come from?
Strongholds come from ways of thinking. It's a thought, ideology, or rationale that you hold and you will fight for. You will fortify that.
Amen.
It comes from ways of thinking.
Yes. So our thought pattern can be a stronghold.
Yes.
Which means we choose to believe what we believe. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But in John 8, chapter 31 through 36 says, Jesus tells us that we can be held in bondage due to strongholds in our lives. And his solution was to continue in my word, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
You know, people can literally get delivered if they just get the truth. But sometimes people don't want the truth because they want to believe what they want to believe. Amen.
Yes,
yes. Amen.
Praise God. I'm going to ask Apostle this question, praise God, because it praise God, people need to know that when you, this question I have about unhealthy fear of God. You know, you have a good fear and you have an unhealthy fear.
That's awesome.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a good fear when we reverence God. Amen.
Yes, yes,
but when
yes.
you have that unhealthy fear, praise God, that you just think that God is the taskmaster.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Oh,
and then,
man,
then when you do something, you just think he's going to take the whip out and whoop you.
Yes.
And you see that in the church.
I call it a slavery,
come
spiritual
on,
slavery mentality.
Yeah.
That if I don't do good, God is waiting aside for me, a curse in his hand to destroy me. And that's not what the Most High God, when he invests in us, It is, as a matter of fact, we see it in Jeremiah. I know the plans that I have for you, according to the scripture.
That's good.
And see, it is not to destroy us.
Yes.
And what we, that slavery mentality, we believe that, okay, if I do this, and of course, we have to walk circumspectly, of course, that we have to abide in God's word. Of course, we have to be obedient. The scriptures say, hear ye, O Israel, that we should love the Lord our God with all heart, mind, body, and soul. Yes. And the second one is likened unto that one, to love your neighbor as yourself. Of course, we have to do these things. We have to maintain spiritual, what I call aptitude.
Yes.
But when we're trying to work to make and to please God,
there's
nothing we can't do to earn God's merited favor. It is given by grace. God has given us by the blood of Yeshua Messiah, Jesus the Christ. And so we obtain mercy according to his grace, not by your works. And so I think the fear hasn't, because the traditional aspect of the Lord curse you, he'll send your soul to hell, he'll destroy you.
Yes.
And why would the Most High God invest all of these things in you to turn around and to destroy you? He purchased, we are the purchased blood. We are the purchased by the blood of Jesus.
Man, amen. That is so awesome. Amen. Awesome. Praise God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
that
yes.
is so awesome. Y'all hear that? Amen. Because people are literally bound today. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
With that unhealthy fear. Amen. And God is sitting, he's sitting, he's looking at us saying, I love you. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I love you. I have forgiven you. I put it in the sea of forgiveness, but you still, they still have that unhealthy fear. So that is so awesome, Apostle.
So you're saying they have a stronghold of fear.
Yes.
That's stopping them receiving the love of Christ.
Yes. Yes. And that's you see it a lot. And praise God. But it's what they've been taught, and it's what they believe.
Yeah,
but
to fear God.
I'm
going to say this right, interject this real quick, is that the fear of the Lord, the Bible says that it is a fearful thing to fall in the hand of the angry God.
Yes.
We have to understand that he's not speaking of his beloved ones. The Most High God chastised those whom he made, whom he loved.
Yes.
So if I love you, I'm going to chastise you, not to destroy you.
Come on.
And what have been taught is that when we're talking about fear, we're talking about reverential fear. Reverential. We are in reverence to the Most High God, that he's awesome and he's glorious and wondrous.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he's mighty, that we want to serve and we want to obey because we love him.
Because
I think the common denominator is love. They cast it off what? All fear.
Yes, that is so good. Amen.
So what you're saying is that God's not an angry man on the throne, that when I make a mistake, he's going to come down and swab me.
I like that.
And
that's
he's
right.
going to kill me because he's going to get... And it's demonic anyway. But
That's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Prophet. We have sometimes, we have people who have low self-esteem. They don't feel worthy. Amen. They have the lack of the joy of the Lord in their life. Some days they feel like a sinner and don't even feel like they saved. What can you do to tear down that stronghold? That's nothing but a stronghold that keeps them from getting that victory in their life. What can we do? What can they do? What can you tell them to do? Amen?
They have to begin to speak to themselves.
Come on now.
And know they were born worthy.
Yes.
The Bible says that we were wonderfully we were beautifully and wonderfully made. So your body can power a city by itself.
Yes.
Just you. You are unique in design.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Your eyes are unique.
Yes.
Your voice is unique. Your fingerprint is unique.
Yes.
There will never be another one like you. You're unique all by yourself. There hasn't been one like you, and there will be another like you.
Yes.
You're unique design. So then when you begin to encourage yourself.
Encourage yourself.
That's what David said. He encouraged himself.
In the Lord. Amen.
In the Lord. You begin to speak the truth.
Yes.
Of who God says you are.
Yes.
It begins to tear down the stronghold. The truth is like a battering ram that breaks the door down.
Yes.
That hindrance is stopping you from obtaining or feeling the love of Christ.
Yes.
That battering ram of the Spirit comes in the Word like a hammer, breaks to pieces the stony heart.
Come on now.
The Bible says.
Yes.
So it's a thought.
It's a thought.
Thoughts can have us captive.
Yes.
Oh,
that is
definitely
so good. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And it's another stronghold that deal with a lot of people of God. Amen. And that's hopelessness. Amen.
Yes.
You know, at some point in our life, we all had some openness by our situation, amen, and it caused a stronghold, amen, praise God.
This is what the scripture says. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick.
Yes.
Hopelessness brings on depression.
Yes.
But depression is just a lack of the truth of God's word.
And, and it has fear to it, because when you have faith, the scripture says that Abraham, having hope against hope, and not considering the deadness of Sarah's womb, but believed when God said it, he's not a man, again, calling those things which not as though they were. He believed in God. He had hope against hope. His faith made, or according to the scripture, it was imparted to him or imputed in the King James translation as faith or as righteousness. Yes. So in right standing with God. A lot of times when we walk in those, when we have those areas in our lives are strong. In one scripture, I want to say this very quickly, because Dr. Cheney, you are saying some powerful things here in the questions. It says, found in the book of Mark 3, then it's in Luke and Matthew as well. Jesus says, but no one can go into a strong man's, this is the King, I'm sorry, the Amplified transliteration, no one can go into the strong man's house and ransack his household goods, right and left, and seize them as plunder, unless the first he binds the strong man, then indeed that he may thoroughly plunder his house. Now you have to understand, this is Jesus speaking against the traditionists and the religious power and the demonic structure at that time. He was not speaking as something that would come in, but he himself coming in. And see, you had to understand that Christ had set in motion that he would come in and break that strong man.
Yes.
And so the Lord would come in and he would destroy that strong man and come in, and then he would make his place in his abode.
Amen.
Now I'm looking at the scripture in John. First John says that for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he will destroy the works of the devil.
Of the devil.
Yes.
So
yes.
what you brought relationship to is that a stronghold and strong man, they go together.
Yes.
If you're bound by a stronghold, there's a strong man holding it together.
Yes. Because you have fortified the place. Some of you out there that are listening, you have fortified the place. You don't want, we said it, and let's get it to the, as the kids say, 100, keep it 100. You have fortified the place because you don't want anyone to come in. You want to keep your ideology. You want to keep your philosophy. And these are the things that are keeping you bound from receiving what the Lord has already promised you and predestinated in your life. Destiny, and therefore you hold yourself prisoner and captive to your very thought life because you fail to let anyone in to begin to encourage you.
Yes, and praise God, as I was saying about hopelessness as well, when you see a person sometimes with the, they may say the husband will never change or the wife will never change or they may say my child will always be rebellious, or they may turn around and say I've always been this way with this temple. This temper, and I'm going to be that way.
Yes.
Come on now. First of all, when you're saying these things, you're actually building a stronghold.
Yes.
Amen. You're building a stronghold, and you're not, and you're it's unable to pull them down because you're building them up within yourself. Praise God. Now you know that God's going to cause your husband or your wife to change. He's going to make a way that your child not be rebellious. Amen.
Amen.
He's going to change that temper, but you cannot allow that stronghold to build in your life by believing this. That's when that hopelessness set in, which we call the stronghold.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So what we have to do, we have to begin, like y'all was saying earlier, to believe God. Amen.
Yes.
We have to, it's a thought. It's all started with the mind.
Yes.
To believe something, then hopelessness set in because you don't believe it. Nothing going to happen.
Yes.
When God, he has much awesome things for us. So we have to change that stronghold of hopelessness to believe that it won't never change. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we have to start building it up in our minds, like you said earlier. It's a thought. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I love that because people got to know strongholds actually start from a thought.
Yes.
It's a thought pattern. Amen.
Yes.
You believe what you want to believe. You don't know the truth and ain't trying to get the truth.
Yes.
But once you get the truth, guess what? Guess what? That stronghold got to go away. It got to be removed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Amen. Now, these are some things that we can do, that we can tell you to do to be free from a stronghold. First of all, we got to stand and be strong.
Yes.
Amen. Well, how, so tell us, how can we stand and be strong?
The Bible says stand in the power of his might.
Yeah.
Put on the whole armor of God. And that's defensively.
Yeah.
And then it's a part of being offensive, but how we stand in the might of God, in the strength of him.
Yeah.
I'm writing a book called The Father's Strength, and that's at another time that I'll talk about that. But when we stand in the strength of the Most High God, when we lean upon him, he will exercise authority in our life, exousia, delegated authority. He's empowered the believer. And going back to what you were saying, that fear causes us hopelessness.
Yeah.
Because we don't trust in the Most High God.
Come on, that's good.
Is his hand is not too short that he may can deliver. He can deliver no matter what. David said that even if I make my bed in Sheol,
there.
You're there with me. And so the problem is a lot of times we don't trust in the Lord, and we let these things bombard our minds and our hearts, and it creates a memorial place, a place of fortification that we do not, and that's when we allow that strong man. The strong man here is not the devil. The strong man here in the scripture that I quoted is Jesus. He would come and he would destroy that strong man, that which is the devil, but that caused yourself to be in captivity. But yet then he comes, he's a stronger man.
Yes.
And we need to let that stronger man come in.
Amen. Praise God. Prophet, praise God. In order for us to destroy that stronghold, we have to, praise God, pray. We have to decree and we have to declare. Can you tell the people how do we pray, declare, and decree? Declare and decree to destroy that stronghold. Amen.
Well, one of the ways we'll decree is declaring that I'm free.
Yes.
He said, let the weak say that I'm strong.
Strong, yes.
So that's declaration.
Yes.
You may not, faith always sees the answer.
Yes.
No matter what it looks like, feels like, been like, faith always sees the answer.
Yes.
So when you begin to step forth in faith and begin to speak faith, that's how you declare and decree.
Yes.
It's open up your mouth and speak it out. Speak it into the atmosphere, as they would say.
Yes.
Now, another way of breaking down strongholds on the book of Isaiah, there's a fast.
That's good. Amen. Amen.
A devotion to God.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Giving yourself up. Say, is this not the fast I've chosen with you, that you may break the bands of wickedness? Isaiah.
Amen.
So fasting breaks down strongholds.
Yes.
That's good. Amen. Amen.
Fasting clears the mind.
Yes.
Fasting makes us sensitive to the Spirit of God.
Yes.
I just heard the Lord say, redirecting your thoughts.
Amen.
Redirecting your thoughts. The scripture says, put on this mind which was also in Christ Jesus.
Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm going to say, when you was talking about that fast, that's good. Because, you know, another stronghold is emotional eating.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. You know, a person, they eat because of the stuff they're going through, praise God. And praying and fasting calls us to see the inside of our very soul. Amen. The hidden things of the heart that we often don't want to see. But that needs to be exposed, praise God.
Oh, that's good.
Amen. Living a life of praying and fasting empowers, amen, it empowers the believer to break down and destroy spiritual strongholds, some of which enemy has been lying to us for many years. Praise God.
Let me say this right here. We're not talking about no 40-day and 40-night fast.
Uh-uh.
We're speaking about a day.
A day.
6 hours.
Amen. Amen.
Anything you give to the Lord. The Bible says that God will bless it.
He'll honor it. Yes,
He'll honor it.
Yes, he will.
So I'm going to give God 6 hours a day. I'm going to start my fast this evening at 6.
Yes.
And when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to break a fast.
Yes. Amen.
And I've dedicated that time seeking after the Lord.
Amen.
Now, scripture says this also. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And all those things that the Gentiles seek shall be added unto us.
Yes.
Now, you did speak about a stronghold of eating.
Yes.
Mm. Now,
amen.
That is stemmed from emotional pain.
Emotional pain. It's emotional eating.
However,
amen.
He says he will heal the brokenhearted.
Yes, he will.
And set at liberty those who are captive. So, going back to declaration, I'm declaring, I'm receiving the word of the Lord.
Yes.
That's over my life and in my life. That word should not return unto him void, but it will accomplish that which he pleased.
Amen.
It will break these strongholds.
Yes, it will.
In my mind.
Yes, it will.
It will heal my heart of hurt.
Yes.
That's a declaration.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And we just, in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, 19 through 20, talks about emotional eating. Amen. Amen. Emotional eating does not glorify God. Amen. Glutton is another result of emotional eating. And a lot of people get emotional triggered that tempt them to find comfort in food. Amen. Because of the things they're going through. That's a stronghold.
Yes.
It causes you to eat, praise God. Amen.
And that stronghold, that I'm going to interject.
Yes.
A lot of people say, well, because it can cause you to die, literally, when we don't have discipline in what we eat. And those things could be a stronghold. And actually, it is a disease, but it's something demonic.
Yes.
And where people know that they ought not to eat this particular item, but they do. And it's a health hazard to their body, physical body. So that is a stronghold that would cause one to literally almost die.
It is self-medication.
Come on now.
And in self-medication, this is the beginning of addiction.
Yes.
That's good.
Addictions are also strongholds.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Now, it's another stronghold. And to be free from that stronghold, you have to walk in the Spirit and not on your natural ability.
Yes.
Apostle, tell us about that, walking in the Spirit and not on your natural ability.
Scripture says that acknowledge the Lord in all things, and he shall direct our paths. When we lean upon our flesh,
come on now.
You can't lean upon Adam. Adam was given, gave Satan, the dragon, the Slewfoot, the demon, the devil, the serpent, authority in that area. And so the scripture tells us it is that enmity between or an arrayed to battle the Spirit. And so therefore, that becomes a stronghold. Your flesh, if it's not maintained, Paul said, mortify the deeds of the body. Paul said that he bring his body under subjection. He was talking about the body of the flesh.
Yes.
It can become a stronghold because it begin to dictate where you should go, because lust, wantingness is there. It resides in the flesh. Paul said, every time that I would do good, evil is always present. It is not but it is the sin that is in my flesh doeth these things. And so we have to mortify those things. We have to bring it under subjection. How do we do that? How, men of God, how would I be able to bring it? When you submit yourself unto God, when you submit yourself to the Lord, when you submit yourself, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, not just in the due season, he shall exalt you in due season. No, we're talking about resisting the enemy, and he shall flee from you. Because 9 out of 10 times when we have addiction, that chaos, there was a door that was open accessibly to the evil one, and now he has come in, and he has made his abode in your flesh, not your spirit man. Now is causing you to have a stronger appetite for something, and now he has created a stronghold or a great pleasure or desire for the thing that which you know that it is a something damaging to you. It will destroy you. And so those things, we have to humble ourselves before the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Awesome. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's another way to be free from a stronghold. Prophet is to claim. Amen. Claim what's yours. Amen. Praise God. How can we claim what's ours? Amen.
This is what the scripture says. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent taketh it by force.
Yes.
So you have to take what is yours.
Yes.
You are a child of the king.
Come on now.
You take back your royalty.
Yes.
Take back your worth.
Yes.
Take back your power. Because the enemy will steal that from you.
Yes.
He'll steal your worth. He'll tell you that you're not worthy.
Come on now.
He'll steal your power. He'll tell you you're weak.
Yes.
He'll steal your identity and tell you that you are not who you are.
Who you are.
Taking back what is ours, we'll stand and we'll confess that.
Amen.
We'll begin to declare,
amen,
I am a child of the King.
Yes.
Favor is over my life.
Yes.
The gift of God in me makes room.
Yes.
Makes room where?
Yes.
For you to go into great places.
I like that. Amen. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I love this one right here. Change your thoughts. Change your words, and God's power will change your life.
Oh,
amen.
Wow.
Amen.
I love that. Amen.
Yes.
That means that we have to speak life over ourselves every day. Speak life over our situation. Speak life over our family. Speak life over our children. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Speak life on our destiny. Amen. Take authority. Amen. Over what God has told us that he has for us. Praise God. We got to walk in and believe God. And take life over what come out your mouth. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
These strongholds come just from a thought, just from a word. Amen.
Amen.
You have to speak a stronghold on your own self by what you're speaking out of your mouth. Praise God. Amen. So it's important that we change our thoughts. And we change, when we change our thoughts, we change our words. Amen.
I had another thought.
Glory, glory.
Look at this. You believe in God for wealth in your life.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. He'll move you into wealthy places. However, the stronghold in your mind and your words agree with one another.
Come on now.
You're saying, and you may think this, and you're saying it, all wealthy people are evil. All wealthy people are no good. Those things are strongholds that keeps you from entering into the wealth of the kingdom.
Yes. That's good.
Yeah, you can have wrong thinking. I call it stinking thinking. Beloved, you don't need stinking thinking, because when negative thoughts come in your mind, it is because of something that happened in your past. It has created a memorial place. When I say a memorial place, it's just like going to an exhibit, and it begins to forecast in your thought life. And when things happen, you divert right back to those thought patterns, and you have to begin to pull it down. The scripture tells us to pull down every negative thing, bringing it into the obedience of Christ, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Your knowledge and understanding, it pertains to your belief. It's what you believe in.
Yes.
You have to grasp. See, the Lord is already, but he say, whom the Son of Man hath set free is free indeed.
Yes.
You're already liberated. But it is you, yourself, that will bring yourself into bondage, especially when it comes down to association. We are associated with things or people around us, and we surround ourselves that brings us negative thoughts, and therefore it produces unbelief.
Yes.
And now you're not believing God for the greatest thing. He said that all things are possible to him that believes. So when you believe, that is powerful. It brings the faith of God in action in your life. Faith without work, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That he that comes to the Most High God must believe that God is, and he's a rewarder. Watch this, beloved. You guys, he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. That is to seek you out with diligence, carefully to seeking him out. He will reward you.
Yes, he
stop
will.
Believing that God is this torturous demon. He will reward you.
Amen. Amen. Is there a stronghold in your life that you need to destroy? Well, in order to be free from strongholds, we must know the truth. Amen. And we must read the word of God. We must put on the spiritual armor daily. Continue to be in God's word. Fast so you are equipped to fight the enemy. And you cannot assume you got this in your own strength. Amen.
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 And you be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
A powerful broadcast.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. You're invited to join Soul Harvest Ministries tomorrow morning at 11:30, 5560 Timaquana Road and the Timaquana Business Center. Connect with Soul Harvest Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.
I wish I could get somebody to just lift your hands and just begin to love on the Lord. God, we bless you.
Here I am, simply wanting to say I love you. I love you. Here I am, simply wanting to say I love you. And my mouth filled with worship.
Yes, I do.
Here we are, Lord. Just a simple message of adoration. We just want to say, we love you, Father.
Hey!
And this is our cry, God.
I will let nothing.
Yes, sir.
Separate me from your love, Jesus.
I don't care how bad it looks, how rough it looks.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
It's time for an Awaken Me moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Stand by for Prophetess Cadence McCall.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Jacksonville. How is everyone doing tonight? I am here tonight in a spirit of expectancy as usual, but tonight my level of expectancy is a little bit heightened. I said tonight my level of expectancy is a little bit heightened. Tonight we have a special guest all the way from Lafayette, Georgia. I said tonight we have a special guest, a special apostle in the Lord, a special minister that has a doctorate in divinity. So she is well versed in the scriptures. She is well schooled in the scriptures. Tonight I want to welcome Dr. Sonette Ford Grant from Divine Impact Christian Outreach Ministry International. Again, that's Dr. Sonette Ford Grant, Divine Impact Christian Outreach Ministry International. Tonight, before we do the live phone calls, we're going to go in with a little bit of detailed information about she and her ministry. But before I begin to have her speak, I'm going to go ahead and begin to minister to you the corporate word of the Lord. Today we were at a power-packed, power-filled women's conference in the Lord located on the Beach Boulevard area of Jacksonville. And while we were there, I happened to come across Dr. Sonette, who happened to be one of the guest speakers, and I asked if she would please be present tonight because she delivered a powerful prophetic apostolic on-point word that the women listening tonight especially need to hear. I said, yes, men are open to call the line for a prophetic word because there is no male nor female in the spirit. However, tonight we are dealing with the kind of woman that you are. Are you a woman of character? Are you a woman of wisdom? Are you a woman of influence? Are you a woman of destiny? Are you a woman of prosperity? So as we begin to receive the live calls tonight, we are going to begin to decree and declare those things over your life according to what you are. Before we begin, I'm going to begin to intercede and begin to pray in the Spirit and begin to speak the fire of the living God over your life tonight. I speak to your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to your mind in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to your will and your emotions in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command a divine wake-up call to hit the line tonight. The Spirit of the living God says, some of you think that you're just calling in for something cute. Some of you think that you're just calling in to hear a word of encouragement. But God says when you begin to call the line tonight, 904-296-2251, the Spirit of the living God said he's going to give somebody a divine wake-up call. I said the Spirit of the living God says he's going to give somebody a divine wake-up call. The Spirit of the living God says he's going to give somebody a divine wake-up call. Dr. Sonette, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to begin to take some live calls, and I'm going to begin to prophetically minister to some people, and then we will pass the mic over to you. Who do I have as my first caller tonight? Who do I have as my first caller tonight? Carrie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Terry, I just want you to begin to pray in the spirit. See, the problem is in the city, the problem is in the nation, is that we have the audacity to cry out to God in our churches. We have the boldness to cry out to God in our congregations. But when he says, I need you to cry out to me over the airwaves so that the public can hear your praise, God said, I need the public to hear your praise tonight. God said, I need you to go ahead and stir up the boldness in the spirit and allow the public to hear your praise tonight, says the Spirit of the living God. God says, daughter, even as the walls were built up around the city of Jericho and the people began to shout them down, the Spirit of God said that your shout is getting ready to change frequency in these seasons. God says to you, daughter, that you know the fruit of prayer. You know the labor of prayer. God says that you've seen prayer after prayer answered. God said that you're well acquainted with the hand of God. God said you're well acquainted with the way that the Father has the ability and the capability to take care of you. But God said, I'm getting ready to allow you to meet another acquaintance in the spirit realm. God says you're getting ready to have angelic visitations. God says he's getting ready to take that ministerial gift on the inside of you and escalate it and elevate it. God says when people have tried to shut your mouth, when men have tried to shut your mouth, when people try to pull the mic out of your hand and they said you won't have a voice, God is here to say to you tonight, daughter, I decree and declare from Mount Zion that you have a voice of the Most High, because I'm going to raise you up in the midst of your enemies, and I'm going to cause those to curse that cursed you to begin to bless you. God says, expect to go from being overlooked to overbooked, says the Spirit of God. They're divine engagements. There are divine engagements heading your way. Next caller, hallelujah. Who do I have tonight? Who is it? Chantrell. As she is over here. Okay, Chantrell, am I speaking with you?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing tonight?
Good.
God says, don't worry, don't fear, nor fret. I want to say that again. God says, don't worry, don't fear, don't fret. Don't worry, don't fear, don't fret. There are some chains that have been wrapped around your inner man beginning to fall off of you tonight. God said that there's some things that he's been wanting to bless you with. There's some divine connections and places that he's been trying to take you for your destiny, but fear, worry, and being fretful has gotten the way. But God says, tonight, I'm awakening a divine boldness, a divine encouragement, and a divine courage. And God says, I'm handing you the keys. God says tonight, do you believe that when I said, daughter, that I give you the keys to the kingdom, do you believe that I gave you the keys? Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Are you here on the line tonight? But God is saying that in the Word of God says that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. God says sometimes you got to stop being passive about some things, and you got to begin to go out on the front line and begin to war and decree and declare for what's rightfully yours in the spirit. Do you hear what I'm saying tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
So God, what he's saying, he says, I'm getting ready to awaken a boldness in you. God said, I'm requiring deeper levels of intercession. I'm requiring longer times of labor, of praying in the spirit. God says, I want to baptize you fresh in the spirit tonight, says the Spirit of the living God. So I just want you where you are. If you're driving, you can't lift your hands, but you can posture your heart before the Father. You can posture your heart. And as you posture your heart, the Spirit of the living God just wants to send a fresh glory, a fresh refreshing over you tonight. Do you receive that?
Yes, ma'am.
God is wanting to take away some of the fatigue. God is wanting to take away some of the weariness, even in the body, some of the lack of energy. God is wanting to give you a divine infusion, but not everything always comes through impartation. Some things simply come through worship, which is adoration. Let me say that again. God is saying tonight that some things only come through worship, which is adoration, and in that adoration, you will have a supernatural impartation. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Begin to worship the Lord. God said, I'm not making things easy for you. Because there's something that he wants you to do in the realm of the spirit. So God has got to teach you how to press. I said God has got to teach you how to press. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Next caller. Guys, I just want to tell you guys tonight that this is not popcorn prophecy. God is giving words of wisdom out. I said this is not popcorn prophecy. God is giving words of wisdom out. What you cannot do with a word of wisdom is stick it in your microwave. What you cannot do with a word of wisdom is stick it in your microwave and expect it to come.